The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
What's happened? This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. That's what's happened. I'm back, Kingy. The wires were just scrambling there for a short period of
Your
time.
Your wires are very scrambled, Ben.
Yes, I've got a few things that are scrambled, and they're not my eggs, Kingy.
People actually thought you were funny on Saturday night, Saturday afternoon.
We had to do something in that first half. It was pretty ordinary.
I had one member of the media message me, the boy's on fire, which was talking about you.
That was that. I don't think I might know who that is, actually, because I saw him at the back, and Mark Hayes, that would have been.
Yep. Yeah. He thought your Skechers comment was very funny. Can you just remind our listeners of what you said about Skechers, and then what the funny thing that happened not long after was?
Well, I said that the game was just descending. I mean, if you're a Cat fan, it was great, but it really wasn't a great game. I mean, you don't see too many games where a team is 100 points in the AFL up at halftime.
Well, it's like, only the third time in the Cats' history.
And it'd be, you know, in the last, let's say, since I've been following footy, you could probably count it a handful of times it's happened. Yep. Not 100 points at halftime. End of the game, not at halftime. So I just said that, I think I said this, what I say, this is not a good look, a bit like Skechers. Which is, and then unbelievably, a Skechers ad came up on the boundary line, which was quite extraordinary, wasn't it, Kingy? It was like perfectly on cue. I actually hadn't seen the Skechers ad.
I'd never seen it before until that game. No, I didn't realise.
And it was just on cue, you know, funny things like that happen. But anyway, it was a good win by the Cats. I saw a little bit, Kingy, I think it was last night or the night before, on one of those footy shows, which I don't very often watch, but they were just talking about the run-in the Cats have had and how that's going to set them up for finals. And, you know, that West Coast game, look, it was good. The only thing we'll say is that some players got some confidence out of it. But in terms of being a great hit-out for finals campaign, it was probably as far removed from good as you could get.
The Cats have had that numerous times.
Yeah, but not with this team, though. I mean, they played North Melbourne. They played Adelaide at home. They played St Kilda. I know St Kilda are going well, and Geelong got their pants pulled down, unfortunately, in that game.
Fremantle over there.
And Fremantle over there. That was probably the hard one. And then they followed it up with who Port Adelaide have played. So it was Fremantle. I know Fremantle missed the eight, but even Port had played the showdown. Freo over there. Just had a harder run. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out for the Cats, because it's been, well, we mentioned there the run, but, you know, the Cats are still mixing and matching their team. They're going to have some pieces that will come back in. You'd think De Koning comes back in. How fit's he going to be? I know he didn't miss a lot of time, but he's still a young player who's going to have missed a month of footy. He slots back into defence, you would think. Is that the thinking, Kingy?
Have you heard thought. That? No, I haven't heard any
different. Injury-wise, though, is he's tracking okay?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there was no injury update put out this week, but he was 1 week away going into last week.
Yep.
So that gives him another
bite. Tom Hawkins doesn't get in?
I don't think so.
No, the door,
and the articles are now starting to be written by journalists, whereas I think previously people were holding back from that stuff. I suspect there's enough coming out of the club that says it's unlikely.
Yeah, very unlikely, which is a sad way to go. We've spoken about that quite a bit on the podcast, but yeah, hats off to what he's been able to do for the fans.
If they were to be pants pulled down and dysfunctional forward line against Port Adelaide and have to go into a semi back at the MCG.
Possibly, or if Neil got injured, or if there was an injury, Cameron got injured, you're probably left with no option but to play.
So the other thing you have to factor in is a couple of things here. Geelong VFL play this week. He's available to play. If they don't play him, which is potentially they might not, who knows what they're going to do. We haven't got any indication, but the door, Andrew Mackey touched on that, that's available to them. If he wasn't picked for Port Adelaide and Geelong lost in the VFL, I reckon he plays VFL in the following week.
Possibly.
Because you've got to give him an opportunity to get some match fitness, because if it does go to wreck and ruin in Adelaide and the forward line doesn't function and you think, well, he's better in it the following week for a semi-final.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing is, Kingy, I suppose at least they've got that option with the VFL playing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because previous years, the VFL's been outski and, you know, they've been stragglers, which is, I mean, and it's just a development competition, that one, for the Cats. It's not all about winning, but it's nice to have that team, you know, alongside and being able to mix and match. And there's a few other interesting scenarios, Kingy, selection-wise. Do you think Jed Buse remains in the team?
Has to.
Do you think he's playing Willy Rioli?
Yes.
So do I. I agree with you, Kingy.
Yes, absolutely. He shouldn't be out of that. He should never have gone out for the Fremantle game.
No, I thought
and then been out for the St Kilda game. He should have been. He would have played on Higgins.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's all a bit odd. But... I mean, he has been dropped, so I wouldn't be putting him in sort of your biro, your cursive script.
You'd get your HB too.
Get a bit of HB, Kingy. Isn't that sauce? It's HP.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, look, I think he's Willy Rioli is as dangerous as
Charlie Cameron.
Teenage sex, Kingy. Right. Is that dangerous? Was that dangerous for you? Was it? Is that dangerous?
Can we move on, Benny?
No, that is dangerous, though, because you don't know what you're doing. You're fumbling around. You tend to sort of,
Yes, Ben.
What?
You wanted this to be a quick episode, and there you...
Anyway, I'm just thinking back, Kingy, to some of the sort of, what happened in the day. And
nobody cares, Ben. Yeah, they didn't come here to listen to that.
No, I'd...
Yeah, you might.
Keeps me going.
Yeah, that's great. All right, back to Busey.
Yes, well, I think he's perfect for Willy Rioli. Whether or not they play him, but if they don't play him, then I don't know who goes to Willy Rioli, probably Zach Guthrie, which I'd rather Zach Guthrie be more of a playmaking defender, intercept player.
Does Stewart have to go back behind the footy for this?
I was thinking, if you're looking at the two teams, no Houston and no Farrell for them.
Farrell's a huge bloke.
Probably they're two of their three best kicks in the team. I'd say maybe they're two best kicks.
Yep. Horn Francis
and
is
both,
a kick
both sort of half backs. Yep. Sort of half back. Houston comes up the ground a little bit, but Farrell's a half back.
They deliver nicely into forward 50.
And can kick at 60 metres.
Yep.
So they're big losses for Port. Are Marshall and Dixon playing? Because they didn't play in the final game against Freo.
No. I haven't seen an updated injury.
They've been in and out the last... I don't know. I'm only guessing. I don't follow Port religiously. But the last 2 months, they've been in and out. Marshall's had some injuries. Dixon is never seemingly quite right with his knee. It's a big call for them. Two players. So if they put out an injury, they probably don't need to this week.
Next week. Dixon last played. So he's played 16 games this year, Dixon. And he last played.
He played a few weeks ago. He didn't play on the weekend.
He played in the showdown.
He did. Yeah, well, he missed the following week against Freo. Yep. And Marshall has been out, I reckon, for... not long, but it's probably 2 or 3 weeks, similar to Sam De Koning, I reckon.
Marshall has played 18 games, of which his last was against Melbourne when he was subbed off.
So he got injured. When was that?
Around 22.
So he's missed 2 games.
Yep.
So I don't know what the situation with those two players is, but they're the two key forwards. So, okay, let's say one comes back. I think Geelong's forward line is more potent than Port Adelaide. I think our defence is the equal, if not slightly better than Port Adelaide, especially if Tom Stewart's in it. The area of the ground, which we've spoken about a lot, where they have a huge advantage is in the midfield. We don't have Horn Francis. We don't have Butters. We don't have Rosie. We don't have a Willem Drew. Oh, we do have a Willem Drew. We don't have Ollie Wines, Boak. They've got 6 really good players there.
Todd Marshall was a concussion, Benny.
Right, must have been a bad one because he's missed 3 weeks, or he missed 2 weeks. Mm. So you'd think he'd come back. You never know how they come back from that, Kingy. So,
but by the time he plays, it'll be best part of a month.
Exactly, so there's a month out coming back into a final off a concussion that obviously was clearly quite serious for him to miss that long.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether they just managed him or not.
Well, they needed to win that game, so you would have thought if he was right, he would have played against Port because they'd no Dixon either.
Yep.
They still won, which was the sort of, the negative for the Cats is they still played well enough to win by 4 goals.
Yeah. But even if they hadn't have won, I still don't think they were going to lose by enough that...
No, it wouldn't have made any, but they didn't lose. They actually won quite well. They played really well, Port Adelaide.
Fremantle threw everything at them too.
They did, and they withstood it and then pulled. And they were a couple of goals behind at one stage in that game and then actually got over the top of them. But they've got a few little issues forward and back. Wood is their midfield. So if we, as in the Pussycats, if we could break even get within... a 15th of breaking even.
In the contested possessions.
In the midfield. We just do a few good things in the midfield, not have them absolutely dominate. I think we're actually a chance. The key will be that's the key. Can we stop Horn Francis, Butters, Rosie? If those three get off the chain, forget about it.
Yep.
In the words of Tony Soprano, forget about it.
So are you sending somebody to one of that three to limit their influence?
Well, last time they played, you remember the first half, they ran right. Mm. Geelong nearly wore them down in the end. They put Mullen to Horne Francis in the second half.
So are you bringing O'Sheen Mullen
back?
No,
absolutely not. You're not bringing him back. So could...
So that means they probably will.
Well, possibly. We don't have anybody really to play on. Mark O'Connor, we haven't seen him for 1,000 years. He's injured, but...
Well, he's got a knee issue, Mark O'Connor. And it's still, last week it was still to be confirmed.
So he's out for the year. So he's our sort of tagger. Who would you think we could actually, would you send a Bose to Horn? He hasn't got the pace.
Yeah,
no. He'd just completely run away from
him. Neither's Atkins.
I think a Bose could maybe run with a Butters.
Mm.
Maybe. I know he's not, Butters is sort of zippy. I don't know if he's quick. It's a bit of a difference. I think he's good and in and out, quick in and out of traffic. I don't know if he's explosively quick in a straight line.
As opposed
line.
To, yeah, getting out
into Horne space. Francis is just powerful and quick.
Yep.
Horne
Francis is
and
what?
And so Rosie's a combination of both of them. He's in between both.
Horne Francis is Dangerfield at his absolute peak.
Yeah, he is. And he could go bananas, Horne Francis, and we got no answer for that. I don't know how. They've got to be very careful of him around stoppages at least, because that's where he does his work. He gets in and out of stoppages really well and breaks the game open because he's actually able to burst like Patrick Dangerfield does, but he's got more skill than Patrick Dangerfield. Butters is the same, and Rosie's just an unbelievable playmaker. They're the three. And the other one I'll throw in there, King, is we mentioned him, is Willy Rioli. Mm. He is an absolute gun, Willy Rioli.
Yep.
He'll have 8 possessions and kick 4 or 5 goals.
Mm.
And he's a dead eye, and he's crafty, and he knows where to be in the spots to kick a goal. He knows where to be in the spot to create the most havoc for the defence. I agree with you. I think Busey is the logical. Go and sit on Willy Rioli. I don't care if you don't touch the footy.
No. Just
you not
him.
Lock him down.
Yep.
Because it will force the next bloke to kick the goals. And our Marshall and Dixon, we just mentioned them both potentially coming back into the team off issues. Dixon's been out. How many goals has Dixon kicked this year? He's been, I don't know, ordinary at best, I would have thought. He's been dropped a couple of times.
Leading goal kicker at the Power is Georgiades with 39.
Yep.
Rioli, 29. Yep. Burne-Jones, 26.
Yep.
Horne Francis, 25. Dixon's kicked 23-17 from 16 games.
So and Marshall?
Goal and a half a game. Marshall, 20 goals, 18 from 18 games.
So their goals come from their mid-size forwards. I wouldn't be thinking that Dixon or Marshall would take the game over and win the game for them.
Georgiades
does. So Jack Henry to Georgiades?
Yep.
Jack Henry in form playing well, or Collar Jasny. You've got another player who is in form and playing well.
Deconing to Dixon or Marshall?
Well, Deconing probably goes to Dixon.
Yep.
And then
Collar
Jasny to Marshall. Yep. They've got options. That's what I like. You're actually thinking, yeah, okay, he can go to him, he can go to him, he can go to him. If Georgiades was to get off the chain, you could interchange Henry and Collar Jasny.
Yep.
If, let's say, Willy Rioli does get off the chain, you probably could put Buse onto a Burne-Jones and get Zach Guthrie onto Rioli, or vice versa.
Will they play Radigalia forward?
Well, possible. Well,
that's what they've been doing.
They'll have to if Marshall and Dixon don't play.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's actually looked okay.
Yeah, he's not going to kick. I don't think he's going to kick you multiple goals.
No.
He comes up the ground and does take a mark. I don't know that he's going to bang you home multiple goals. He might snaffle the odd one. And then they're looking at, with no Farrell, no Houston, down back, the other one, the other key for them is Alirelia. Now, we just can't keep kicking it to Alirelia, which is what Fremantle did.
Mm.
And they paid the price.
And that's what the Cats did in the 2020 and 2021 qualifying
finals.
We've got
to find a way. So for them, who's going to Cameron?
Good question. Who's going to Cameron?
They probably don't want Alirelia going to Cameron.
No.
Or maybe they do. Maybe they back him in that Cameron pays him zero respect and he actually just gets in the way.
Does a Burton go back to him?
Well, he's been out of the team drop at points this year.
Yep.
They don't have who goes to Stengel.
Well, who does Zerk Thatcher go to?
Well, Zerk Thatcher, I'm thinking he probably is the one that maybe goes to Cameron.
Yep.
They want to try and free up Alirelia.
Burton goes to Ollie Henry.
Possibly. Then Stengel, Close, Myers. We've got some options there which will have them scratching their heads a little bit. So this is my point. We seem, I think if you play the, on paper.
Yep.
And I saw a great quote, Kingy. I went out to the Grovey the other night.
Did you?
Yeah. and consume some alcoholic beverages.
Brown bubbly waters
were flowing quite freely, actually.
What did you have on? Did you have a little? Oh, is this your Dashing Duchess?
No. This is a weeknight. Right. Went out on a weeknight.
Right, school night.
Went out there on a school night and just started to really tip a few. I was opening the shoulders up and I had to pull up, King. I had to get the horse back under me, otherwise I'd still be there now. But they have some quotes around the ranch there.
Right.
It's from, you know, various people. Like, most of them are sporting because it's in the sports bar.
Oh, Miles Bergman's another one that'll have a role.
He's
a good player.
Absolutely. He was.
Geez, he took some good marks against Freo.
Absolutely did. He's a good player. He's one that they want to free up a little bit to try and be an interceptor, a bit like we do with Zach Guthrie. He's one that could go to Ollie Henry, because, I mean, we saw Wilkie take Ollie Henry to the cleaners a couple of weeks ago. So do they back Bergman in to not only nullify Ollie Henry but actually be an intercept player as well at the same time? So yeah, I forgot about him. He is good. So Zerk Thatcher, I still think Zerk Thatcher can be a bit suspect.
Well, Hawkins actually, remembering tearing apart.
Yeah, but that was in a different era.
I know, like last year when he was the Bombers.
Yeah, but the ball was going down there a million miles an hour.
Kicked date on him.
You did. Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Was that last
different
year?
Game? Yeah, that was last different. Year. Yeah, Geelong's midfield dominated that game, and I don't think he's going to be getting those sorts of chances on next Thursday night. But anyway, I saw this quote, Kingy, at the pub as I was just sort of launching in I reckon it was probably the ninth pot. In fact, it was a schooner I was launching onto.
And it's
from what's his name?
Schooners are dangerous to drink.
But what was his name? Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H. He was an English soccer manager.
Yeah, Brian Clough.
Brian Clough, that's it. And he said, and I did chuckle, King. I did sort of spit beer out because I just read it as I was sipping.
Right.
And it made me laugh. It may not tickle everyone's fancy, but it said, "We went into the game with a great team on paper. Unfortunately, it was played on grass." They must have got their pants pulled down. Yeah. So what my point would be that what you see on paper doesn't always actually translate during the game. But I'm thinking Geelong's forward line has more gas than Port. Our defence is at least the equal, if not, I could argue, maybe a rung above Port. It's where we've got to find the way in the midfield, Kingy. But the selection is going to be absolutely crucial. The other one, Kingy, we've spoken about these two players, but do we play Zach Tui and do we play Mitch Duncan?
Can only play one.
And you know what? I've been saying, hoping he would come good for the last 8 weeks on this podcast, Mitch Duncan above Zach Tui.
It's Tui.
Thinking that he would come good and show me something that would justify my comments. Unfortunately, he hasn't, Kingy. He's just completely devoid of confidence, and he's really offering absolutely nothing. I wouldn't play either of them. There you go. That would be my thing. I'd be playing Busey ahead of Tui.
Yep.
And I'd be having...
Is Tui your sub?
No. Gary Rowan's your sub.
Okay.
I reckon Gary Rowan is the perfect sub, provided the game is close, which you would hope it would be in a final. If we bring the heat, our pressure's good when we're good. If we can create some intensity, keep the game relatively close. Gary Rowan is the sort of player who could come on in the last 20 minutes or the last quarter and turn a game.
Yes.
Chase tackle,
kick
a goal.
Like that qualifying final against Collingwood.
Run through the middle. I reckon he's the perfect sub. Zach Tui, no. What, you're going to get a bloke who may or may not touch the ball much in the back half. I just don't see. I think your sub, you can get away with it throughout the year if you're trying to manage game time and, you know, yada yada with your sub.
Now we're playing for all the chocolates.
You've got to have a player who you think can actually really make a difference. Now, some would say, oh, you can only play up forward, probably. But I think if in a tight game where you are looking for somebody to come on and create a spark, create a difference and do something that most players can't do, which Gary Rowan can't do that all the time, but he can do that occasionally. Yep. He's your man.
Questions, Benny?
Yes.
All right. We're going to be over there next Thursday night, by the way.
Absolutely, we are.
Howl of 41. Well, it was a sexy land style spanking by the Cats. Oh. Plenty found form and
touch.
Have
you ever had one of those, Kingy?
The number 5 bagged out like days of old at KP. Ollie Henry back in touch. First final. Must leave Rowan out as Henry is better without him. Big Reese dominated the ruck, held his marks, competed, helped. He was rucking against an Oz kick goalpost, but hopefully he brings that versus Port. Well, who's he going to be rucking against? Ivan Soldo all of a sudden.
Well, he's disenchanted with Port Adelaide. Yes. Geelong should grab him.
Yep. So
just for a couple of years.
Jordan Sweet and Visentini.
Sweet's physical.
Yep.
Sweet's physical. And do you know the irony is that the, some of the biggest problems Rhys Stanley has had is against the absolute no-names.
Yep.
Sometimes against the really good players, he actually steps up to the plate and then, you know, Bob Smith pulls his pants down.
Hawk versus Neil, tough one, but Neil for mine. If Hawk kicks five in the VFL, yeah. I might change my mind. That comes down to the scheduling. And having spoken to Werribee, Werribee weren't upset that Geelong got the Thursday night final because Geelong will actually have to be, with what they select in the VFL, a bit more judicious because of the five-day turn. Well, actually, they're on a plane on Wednesday.
So that's talking about Neil or Hawkins playing.
Yep.
You just couldn't play Hawk.
No.
You just couldn't. It's just it's unfortunate, but that's just the reality.
Was it the game? Neil did a power of blocking off ball for Jezza.
Yeah, and he did. He's still learning. Will he play? Will he be quiet? I hope not, but the chances are he probably is. Will he get a final under his belt? Yep, tick. Could he go into the ruck if things go pear-shaped? Yes.
Does he come up
the ground and be athletic? Yes.
Does he make Alir accountable?
Well, that would be his role. I just, the worry there, Kingy, is that you're asking a very, very inexperienced forward to play a role that requires you to have some nous. If he's sort of going to be a bit of a decoy to try and take Alir away from the game, if that's the matchup Port Adelaide go with, you've got to have real nous about the way you play. Mm. Because you also need to then get involved when you can. It can't be just, oh, I'm going to run 400 metres over that way and get out of the way. Because Alir will work that out after about 2 seconds and just let you go. So you actually have to have some nous. I'd be concerned that Shannon Neal's footy development isn't at the stage where you're asking him to play a role where you'd be expecting, I'd be hoping 150 gamer would be able to do. I just don't see that. But he's got a few tricks to his bag, Neil, and I'd be great for him to get a final under his belt.
21 goals, 13 games this year.
It's been good. Hmm. He's had some quiet games, and that's going to happen. He's going to have more quiet games. They all do. Doesn't matter where you've played 300.
Duncan is a real concern. Sub at best for me.
Yes.
Did some numbers hydro style. Danger and Bruin have only played together 6 times this season, 6 wins. They both didn't play last time versus Port.
Bruin's key. I thought it was good for him to get some confidence against West Coast Eagles. Dangerfield has to play well. I mean, that not reinventing the wheel there, but our midfield looks vastly different when he plays well. Let's hope he can in a final. You're not banking on it. Mm. You know, he's at the stage of his career where he can have quiet ones, and just because it's a final, I know he'd be busting his boiler, but if he plays well, Bruin plays well. The other one too, Kingy, I know it's the second stringers as well. Like, Bowes has been okay in the last few weeks, 31 touches against St Kilda, played okay against West Coast, didn't star. If he can step up and play a role, Atkins is going to be a terrier defensively in the midfield. It's there, I think. I think it's there for the Cats.
It is.
If they play well, if everything comes together and they function well and their midfield can actually give them a bit of bite and actually nullify the three guns from Port, I actually think they're in with a chance. And I've said all along Geelong can't win the premiership, and I still don't think that they will, but I think that this game is an opportunity to if they play well, they can win. Now, I've said this before. What was the final we played over there against Adelaide? Remember that? Geelong absolutely spanked.
Preliminary final 2017.
I thought Geelong could be a really good chance in that game, although they were about 7 goals down at quarter time.
Yep.
So I've been way off the mark before, but I think Port Adelaide are a little bit flaky as well. Put pressure on them, intensity, they can crumble.
Third time we'll play Port in a qualifying final in Adelaide in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll actually get to be there this time, which is fantastic.
So I'm looking forward to it, Kingy.
Should be good. SDK returns, but for who? Duncan, Buse? Well, we think Duncan.
Well, I'd drop Tui out. Mm. I'd drop Tui and Duncan out. Yep. You're not bringing in a kid. You're bringing in Buse, who's played, what, 180?
70.
170 games. You couldn't make Duncan your sub. Yep. I would be... I just... An out-of-form, now one-paced, real sort of... can maybe go off half back for a bit. I just wouldn't be wanting that as my sub.
Side note, still behind George Stevens at Hampton under 14 grand final on Sunday. He's a monster, towered over me. I'm 5'11". That's one measurement, by the way. AFL app says he's 189. Hopefully he can become a real midfield bull.
Well, we've got a few of those. That's the problem. No, not the problem.
Not at his height.
189. I mean, what's...
6'2 and a bit.
Yeah. Well, what's Bose? And he wouldn't be far off that. Tanner Bruin would be 184.
Bose. 2-inch difference, though, between 184 and 189.
Yeah, 189's not blowing my hair back. I mean, Mitch Devitt's 193.
Bose is 187.
There you go. He's only 2 centimetres off.
And Bruin is 183.
189 isn't difference making as size wise. Not in the midfield.
192 is.
192 is. Mitch Nevitt's 193. Joel Corey was 191, 192. Cripps is what, 194? Those blokes, when you get to those dimensions, you're game changing. 189 is, it's just a halfback flanker's height, really.
Now, Dudas Maximus, what surprise moves do you expect Chris Scott to pull?
Well, let's hope there's sensible ones, because occasionally we've had the penchant to come from something that's sort of out of the Curiosity Show.
The penchant.
Yeah. Do you remember the Curiosity Show?
Yes, I do. He used to bob up on Hey Hey It's Saturday, the bloke on the Curiosity Show.
What was his name?
Wow.
He had the little mo.
Yeah, he did.
Because do you know what? I got sucked in at school.
Did you?
By Damien Postorino, right?
Right.
In year 10. It was year 10 or year 11. He told me, Post was quite a funny fella, but he told me that it was Rob, wasn't it?
No, it was Dean Hutton. Dean. He was the one with the mo, and Rob Morrison.
That's right. So I believed this for quite some period of time. I'll never forget this. It was just in conversation, but he goes, oh, did you see the Curiosity Show yesterday? And I said, no. And he goes, they did it live. It was their last ever show. I said, oh, right. And he goes, Dean was doing an experiment and it wouldn't work. So he just said, this, and mooned the camera, and Rob had to come out with a blanket and cover it up. And I was like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, that was unbelievable. And I for about 3 months, I believe there was a calamitous end to the Curiosity Show. But I actually believe that happened, which is no good for me, really.
Tooth Fairy, Father Christmas, Easter Bunny, too,
geez,
Benny.
Yeah, I got my pants pulled down there.
Off the KFCX, Andrew Daly, with Ben behind the mic, it can't be serious. It's like listening to Ian McFadden yelling at Russell Gilbert. Lawson could be the difference this final, like when Danny played for Al Shervik. If we all go the way, I too will be watching the ladies tee off like Carl Spackler.
Yes.
you wore green, so you thought you could hide.
Green's keeper about to become the Masters champion. I don't like to be serious. I hate being serious, to be honest with you.
Arngold, has Benny changed his mind about who to play in finals, Mitch Duncan or the Moroccan Sunset? I thought Duncan looked off against West Coast.
Yeah, we spoke about that. I unfortunately have to agree. He's been off for a while. I just sort of thought that he would at some point find a little bit of form, but it just hasn't happened. So it's a massive decision to make there. I'd have Buse in, I wouldn't have Tui in, and I wouldn't have Duncan in, and I'd have Rowan as my sub, just as a give you a bit of pop. I mean, Rowan's no good if the game's gone, but either is having a half back as your sub, either if the game's gone, that's a waste.
Well, if the game's slipping away too, maybe you can pull that change and go, we need a bit of spark.
That's it. You might have to bring him on a bit earlier if it was a slipping away to try and give you something. So I just... But I also think that you want to have Ollie Henry playing without Gary Rowan there for a period of time. Mm. I don't know if they work well together. So there's a lot. It's a really big, for both clubs, it's a really big night selection in terms of what they do, because I'm sure Port are weighing up their injuries to their players, how they're going to cope with their forward line. No Farrell, no Houston, their ruck situation. It's not all, you know, right in front of them. They've got some difficult decisions to make as well. So, and so have we. And getting it right at selection is crucial. I just hope Busey's in there.
Trent Woodall, our best will beat their best, but their average is much better than ours. It's feast or famine for Geelong this year, and success is determined by our pressure. We bring it, we win.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think that's a good call. Our best is great. Not great. It's very good. It can match anyone, I think. Well, most teams, unless they happen to have a gun midfield and it's on fire, we probably struggle a little bit. But our pressure best is good. We just can drop away. The gap between our best and our worst is enormous, and we can see it in games. You can see it from quarter to quarter. Will a final bring out a four-quarter performance? Because if it does, I'd be staggered if the game isn't very close.
Next week's game hinges on selection. Although it was only the Eagles, the forward line works better with either Henry or Rowan, not both.
Yes.
Bue's crucial against Rioli.
Yes.
SDK to return if fit.
Yes.
Deciding who to drop key should either be either Duncan or Tui, but doubt they go that way.
I agree with all that. I just hope that they do have the kahunis to pull the trigger. And I don't say that, you know, with glee that Duncan or Tui are out. I just think that unfortunately at the moment is best for the team.
Trevor Young, Horn France, absolutely on fire and was responsible for much damage in that first quarter blitz by Porter KP.
Yes.
That is until the sub was activated early and Mullen was brought on. Do we use Mullen again to clamp the Hornet from the outset or use someone else?
Well, we spoke about that. I don't know who – there's no one obvious to me who would be able to perform that role. I think – a bit of a left fielder, Kingy, would you look to use Blitzarves as the player around Horn Francis, around stoppages? He's got long arms, he's tall, he's got a bit of presence about him in terms of around the ball, given his size, he's 199. Do you try and just cut it off at the source? Rather than run with him, once the ball leaves the area, he's going to get involved at times, but I mentioned before, his great one wood is his ability to influence the game around stoppages. Do you actually put a blitzarves to him and say, okay, round stoppages, you're the man, cut off his capacity to win a stoppage and then go from there? Because I don't think we have a player that could just actually run with him and tag him for the whole game.
Marky Mark, the lamp, thoughts on why Stewart missed out on the All-Australian squad?
Well, there's a lot of good players out there.
Spent too much time in the midfield.
Yeah. And he's handy in the midfield, but he's not at his best in the midfield. His best is in defence. And it'd be interesting to see. There's another question, Kingy. Where does he play? Do they play him, try and get some rebound off half back, or do they try and get him to be an impact player around the ball? Does he probably do a bit of both, which he's been doing? I'd probably put my money on that.
Damien Tedesco, King and Cass, thanks for the great commentary from you both over
Mr.
the year.
Mr. Tedesco.
It's been a joy. Thanks for my post every week. Mr. Tedesco has been very amused. Boys, I believe if we start well, we have a real chance. Just need to square up in the middle. Kingy, why a Thursday night game? Well, that's probably what Port Adelaide wanted. And it gets the Cats back on Friday with a week to plan, prepare for a Friday night.
I don't think
the Cats will be a Friday night. They'll go to that side of the draw where they'll be Friday nights for the next two Fridays.
It wouldn't have irked the Cats, would it?
No.
Friday and Thursday night?
No, not at all.
I think it's fine.
Marshall, how do we get within 6 goals? I'm already thinking off-season. Any word on Ruckman we will target?
Geez, that's a bit pessimistic. Well, we do need to target someone. I mentioned there, Soldo, I read that he's been a bit disenchanted. Vizzantini. We've mentioned these names. I do hope the Cats do get somebody. They're not going to pay big dollars, and that's fine. But
are the Bombers keeping Nick Bryan?
Well, I'd be thinking, well, Goldstein's out. Could Goldstein have one more year in him at 1,000 years of age? Would he come and play for the Cats with absolutely no one behind him? Toby Conway isn't coming in next year and being your ruckman week in, week out.
No.
Reece Stanley, I'll be backing myself into oust him.
But he's getting another year, I would suspect.
Geez, that's how desperate it is. They need somebody else, Kingy. You cannot start next year with Conway and Stanley. We need somebody with 50 games, 60 games under their belt, physically mid-20s, who can bash and crash for a couple of seasons.
Premiers, having used to lockdown on Rioli, is a bonus. Any chance they can pick someone like Mullen to send to Butters or JHF to the land of wind and ghost? 8-week suspension would be worth it. We're not advocating violence here, Premiers. Yeah, we've discussed. Rexy, who makes you tighten the backside more when they're about to deliver a ball? Holmes, Danger, or Blitzarve's left foot?
Oh, God.
Probably Blitzarve's left foot.
No, I mean, Dangerfield, unfortunately, for me, is the one that you've got no idea what's going to happen. We've spoken. He just tries to kick it too hard.
He's not a caresser of the ball.
Do you like to caress, King?
Huh? As soon as I said caress, I knew I was going down a very slippery slope. Move on, Ben. Want this podcast to be over quickly?
I remember once when I was young.
No, I don't care what you remember, Ben.
I was at the movies, right?
Yeah, go. No, move on. I can turn your mic off, which is really easy to do. Anyway.
No, Dangerfield. Don't you think it's ironic, Kingy, that a player of his ilk at, who's an absolute champion of the game, His kicking has never improved.
We have had this conversation.
Mitch Hawley, can't believe it. I cannot believe that in this day and age that a professional's player's kick has never, ever improved.
Mitch Hawley, is this away trip more like Police Academy 5, Miami Beach, or the lesser-known Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow? Either way, I'm hoping the good guys in blue and white win.
Yes, very good. The old Mission to Moscow.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've only seen it up to number
Russian,
six.
Do you know what, Kingy? Mm-hmm. Russian women? Absolutely beautiful.
Rexy.
Absolutely.
The team
and helped. The men look like Crichton off Red Dwarf.
The team helped Duncan by giving him the easy ball as he wraps around the back of players on the mark, padding his stats. Playing as a defender, he isn't a lockdown. He's never been overly contested, and his turnovers in plays leave the team out of position and cost us goals.
Who's this?
Rexy.
Tui?
No.
Who's he talking about?
Duncan.
Oh. Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate, Kingy. Unfortunately, he's just gone pear-shaped this year.
Unfortunately, unfortunate.
Mm. Do you think he plays next year? You keep saying he's going to get to 300. And we heard Tom Lodigan, who knows him very well, saying he thinks he'll go on next year. Do you think he should, or do you think he will? And do you think the club will be leaving it to Mitch Duncan, or they'll be saying, yes, we want you, or no, we don't want you?
Club will leave it to Mitch Duncan.
And what do you think he'll do?
I think he'll play on.
He'd want to have a big off-season.
Jimmy Chu 2, to do Geelong attack like their life depends on it and just shoot to kill against Port's pressure or possess it and chip through it. I'd like to see the relentless attack with pressure on them and forward ball movement at all costs.
Well, you play to the moment. You play to what's in front of you. I think if you go out there and just think we're going to go helter-skelter all the time,
you'll kick it to earlier all night.
Yeah, and if you say then we're going to go slow all the time, then the complete reverse will happen, is that they'll just get in the way and we won't move the ball at all. You have to play to the situation. When it's there to move it, make the right decision at the right time, execute the skill, and if you do have an opportunity to move it quickly and switch and do all those things, by every means, use that. But there's going to be times when you need to slow it down. This is why I just think that this game plan shit that, you know, process and yada yada, I think it's all way overblown, to be honest with you. Now, I mean, this is just me going off on a tangent, Kingy, which I know will surprise you, but I think game plans revolve around players making the best decision and executing the skill off the back of that decision.
Yep.
Now, is that move it quickly? Is that slow it up? Is that go backwards? Is that go forwards? Is that... It's about executing around the ball when you've got the ball. Now, that can't be, oh, hang on, I've got the ball. Oh, I'm supposed to kick it over there. It's about thinking quickly, processing the information quickly, knowing where your teammates are, knowing where your opposition is,
yep,
and then executing the skill. That isn't a game plan. If you've got every player doing that, you will end up looking like you have a game plan because you'll have players in the right position. And the game plan bit, I reckon, comes into where players are up the field. So, yes, you could have a plan about, okay, we need certain players to be in certain positions, whether it's defensively or offensively. I understand that. So that can be a plan. But the player with the ball in his hand, his plan has to be spontaneous. It can't be prearranged, pre-thought, pre-taught. It has to be the here and now and knowing. But then the plan is knowing that, okay, in this situation from a stoppage from the boundary line on our half-back flank, I should have X, Y, and Z further afield in these positions. And then knowing that and trusting that and being able to play on that. That's the art of a good team, the team that does that and does that repetitively and does that more often than not. How often do we see the team when they switch the ball and then they show you the down the ground and you can see the opposition funneling across sort of like a, you know, in 15-metre spaces,
yep,
funneling across to cover it up? Well, good teams do that. The other teams fall asleep. You only need to have two players who don't do that.
Yep.
And then you've got a gap and then you're stuffed.
Yep.
But it's about, I don't know, I just think game plans are overblown a little bit other than when you haven't got the ball. It's a play without the ball. That's when the plan's key. The player with the ball, he's got to do things that are instinctive.
All right, Benny. Cats VFL play midday Saturday against Werribee at Chirnside Park, Avalon Airport Oval.
Will that be on the television?
It is.
Will it be on the one of those televisions, you know, like the brown one that had the knob, you know, like on the legs?
The old Rank Arena.
Yeah, and you used to be, and only had seven,
yep,
nine.
Two, seven, two. Nine and ten.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we barely had ten.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know what came into our world, Kingy?
SBS. Right. Anyway, so the Cats
Thank
will play
God
now.
For SBS.
The team will be out tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see.
Saturday night on SBS.
Yes.
After 10. Yeah. Was extraordinary.
After 11 on a Friday, Benny.
Anytime, yeah. Sort of late.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal.
And it used to go off.
Yes, I know.
Because it would go from George Danekian
yeah.
to some absolute onksy-wonksy. It was unbelievable.
Right. AFLW Saturday night for the Cats, carrockfootball.live yes. from 6:30. For those who follow their local footy, carrockfootball.live from 1 o'clock. Joey's in Colac. Are you going up to watch some jerseys?
No, I've got to go to Caulfield, okay. unfortunately.
Have you got a runner?
Well, we have. It's just having a run in the Heatherly, but okay. I've got to be there. So I won't be able to go to that, which is disappointing. But I've just got to say, Kingy, before we depart, that there is a little bit of, not Auskick, but slightly older kids are going to be playing at halftime of the AFLW game.
Yep.
Yes, and Ella Castagnoli,
little AC,
is pulling the boots on, yes.
Good.
Yes.
So you'll be there?
So there's some St. Mary's group. I don't know who they're playing. I've no idea. Yep. All I know is that she's playing at about 7:50.
Oh, good luck to her.
Yeah, I'll be there, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.